We're just days away from the scheduled date for California's reopening. After more than a year, Governor Gavin Newsom has said that pandemic restrictions under our color-tiered system will be loosened. But what does that look like for us here in Southern California? How will it affect how we live and work in the months to come? And is everybody on the same page when it comes to getting back to some kind of normal?
It's important for people to keep masks on until, you know, things settle down a little bit more.
Restriction, don't do that, you cannot do that, you cannot do that, you cannot do that.
From office workers to essential workers, from restaurant workers to restaurant owners, everyone has their own take on emerging from the pandemic.
I wanted to stay home. I'm glad that the world is opening up, but it's also a little bit scary.
We talk about all of it on Fox 11 News In Depth. It starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. While in many corners there's an excitement at the idea of California opening up again, there's also a level of stress involved. It's going to take a while for some people to adjust to being around crowds again. And there are those who just simply don't want to take the plunge. Joining us right now to talk about all of this is psychiatrist Dr. Carol Lieberman. And doctor, how you doing? Good to see you again.
Fine, thank you. Great to see you.
Thank you very much. You know, you're hearing the same chatter that I'm hearing out there on the streets, that some people are all excited about getting back to life again, and some people are kind of shy about it. First of all, what's your thought about that?
Well, yes. You know, the people who are shy about it, who have some reluctance, don't feel they're keeping it a secret to themselves, because we feel like we're supposed to be all excited and just rushing out the door. But I have developed something called reluctant reentry syndrome, which has 10 symptoms. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
All right, let's talk about that. First of all, let's break them up a little bit here. And let's talk about what you think the bottom five are. And let's work our way to the top five. OK, very quickly. What are some of these 10 items?
Sure. Well, one of them is agoraphobia. Agoraphobia is literally fear of the marketplace. And that existed before COVID and before lockdowns. But now when we go out into crowds where you're so used to being isolated that we're fearful that we're going to be swallowed up by them. Another one is fear of catching COVID-19 because of new strains, dreading the awkwardness of reconnecting with friends and families and coworkers. You know, it's like being the new kid in school. We all feel like the new kid. Then no longer having the excuse of not having a partner due to COVID, blaming COVID and isolation for that. Guilt over releasing your kids back into the scary world, because no one is really sure about that. And then one that really is, it's a feeling that we're having, but it's a possibility. It's a good opportunity. And that is realizing that we don't have to go back to our old life. But some people are not sure how to reinvent themselves. But this is a great opportunity. We have been forced to separate from our regular life, our old life. And now we can really start anew. Think about which things are important to us. What do we want to continue? Which friends? Which job? Where do we want to live? It's like being born again.
It's like being born again. Or somebody told me the other day, it's like coming out of hibernation. It's like coming out of hibernation. But there are people I've talked to in this past week that are feeling this sense of anxiety. I want you to listen to somebody right now. And let's talk about this right after we hear from this man.
I'll play it safe for a long time until, you know, the CDC comes out and says, you know, you don't have 6-foot distance anymore. But I'm sure that'll be a while.
Might be a while. You know, things are kind of in motion at the moment. But, you know, there is that kind of built up concern. And one thing I wanted to find out from you, there are transitions. The transition from before pandemic into pandemic was one thing we all had to kind of like get our head around. Now we're going to go from pandemic to post-pandemic, which is harder.
Well, in a way, this is harder going into post-pandemic because, you know, as much as we hated most of us being in lockdown, there were some rules that we, you know, felt we weren't given a choice. Now there are no rules, and each of us has to decide for ourselves. And so that does make it harder. Plus the confusion, like what that man was saying, we don't really know. There are so many different conflicting pieces of advice as to what's safe and what isn't, that's a big part of it.
So let me ask you, I mean, what's your advice to anybody that's out there who might be going, well, yeah, it's going to be nice to have the economy reopen. I think I might just want to sit this one out for a few days.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to kind of watch other people do it. I think the thing is, you know, there's the analogy of jumping into the water, you know, or holding on to the pool, the side of the pool. When you jump into the water, it does feel, there's a shock. It feels freezing oftentimes right away, but then gradually your body gets used to it. Well, I think it's very similar now that it is going to be a shock going back out there full force, but then we're going to gradually get used to it and remember how wonderful it is to get hugs from people if you feel safe to do that, and just be close to them emotionally, chat with them.
You know, for a long time, we didn't know whether to do elbow bumps, fist bumps, foot bumps, or even handshakes. Now, right. We're going to get back to, what do we do now?
Yes, exactly. And everyone, the bottom line is everybody has to decide what they're comfortable with. And of course, what the other person who you're doing whatever that is with is comfortable with.
But the notion of somebody who might really be uncomfortable, I mean, really seriously uncomfortable, that they just don't want to take a chance. They don't want to put that toe in the swimming pool. They don't want to know if the water is cold. Is that a good idea to just kind of like stay back?
Well, it's everybody, you know, you have to be very patient with yourself. If you really feel that you want to stay back for as long as, you know, that takes, I mean, I think you just, as long as, you know, of course, for some people, some jobs are making people return now. Some people don't necessarily have much of a choice if they want to keep their job. But I think you don't have to do what your neighbor is doing or your friend is doing. Decide what's comfortable for yourself and gradually walk back out there.
Well, you know, the bottom line here is that whether it's children, grown-ups, grandparents, we're all about to face a new normal. Is that kind of the bottom line? And we have less than a half a minute. Why don't you just kind of wrap it up?
Okay, sure. And a lot of us, you know, don't want to get out of our comfy pajamas, or we're fat and furry and we don't want people to see us the way we look now. You know, it's all of these kinds of things. Also fear of missing out. We have the pressure of that again, but just be patient with yourself. You just do whatever feels right to you. And again, really the opportunity to reinvent yourself is something to take very seriously and decide what it is you want to keep and what you want to toss away in your new life.
But in a way, I want to end this on kind of an up note, because what an exciting opportunity. I mean, we have been sitting in this rabbit hole for 15 months, and now we get a chance to look out and see the sunshine. What a great opportunity. Carol Lieberman, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to talk to you. Coming up on Fox 11 News In Depth, we've seen plenty of changes in the working world due to the pandemic. What are your rights as an employee or as an employer? It's a minefield out there. We sort it all out right after the break. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. For some people, it's been nearly a year and a half since they've been in their workplace. That's a really long time. For other workers, they just never got a chance to be anyplace else. It's pretty obvious that this pandemic has not treated all workers equally, and the reopening of California is not going to leave everyone on an equal footing as well. What rights do workers have in this ever-evolving scenario? Joining us to talk about all of this is employment attorney Angela Reddick Wright. And, you know, first of all, thanks for being with us. And it is very strange time, isn't it?
Indeed. New times for all of us, evolving daily.
And as the state reopens its economy on June 15th, that means all kinds of doors start to open up. And for many people, that means going back to the workplace.
Exactly. And what employees want to think about as they return to the workplace is, first, they want to ensure that their employers have taken the steps to ensure a healthy and safe work environment. For those employees who have been vaccinated, they are probably in a pretty good position of feeling safe and comfortable in the workplace. Those employees that have not been vaccinated, whether it be for medical or other reasons, really need to think about any underlying health issues or other issues that they may have that may make it unsafe for them to go back to the workplace. And employers have a duty, employers have the right to require that employees be vaccinated in order to return to work. And the only exception to that rule is if an employee has a medical issue that keeps them from being vaccinated, or they have religious reasons and bases for not being vaccinated. And even in such instances, the employee has to request reasonable accommodation and go through an interactive process with the employer.
This is all new territory for everybody, really, employees and employers. And, you know, it may be that the workforce comes back in, and it may well be that the employer can ask somebody in the workforce, have you been vaccinated? Because I guess they do have that right legally. I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of issues on that and even potentially lawsuits. But the thing is that when you have people come into your business, whether it's a third-party vendor or somebody else, I don't know that you can ask them if they've been fully vaccinated. Can you?
Right. Those rules will be different. In fact, County Medical Officer Barbara Farah announced this morning that there still will be requirements as it relates to public entities such as schools or public transit locations or healthcare facilities. Employers in those instances, because of the large interface with the public, will be able to require masking and social distancing, but they cannot necessarily ask if you've been vaccinated or require you to be vaccinated in order to enter their premises.
All right, so let's say a worker decides they don't want to get vaccinated. What should they do?
If an employee does not want to be vaccinated, first the employer has a right to ask if they be vaccinated. And if the employee chooses not to, they only have two bases to maintain that position. One is that they have a medical issue and they will need a doctor's note indicating that they cannot be vaccinated. The note doesn't have to indicate the reasons or the underlying health condition, but simply that the employee cannot be vaccinated. And then the employer will have to take that employee through what we call an interactive process to see what other options to coming back to the work location physically or in the environment where others perhaps are not vaccinated. What options are there to have this employee continue working? Employees can also assert religious reasons. In that instance, there's still an interactive process that's required, but what it may look like is getting a letter from the employee's priest or pastor or someone that's saying, based on our religious beliefs and our religious edicts, our parish, the members of our parish and the members of our congregation are not individuals who are vaccinated, and we're against vaccinations.
Can an employee be fired for not getting vaccinated?
An employee can be fired, but I think most employers are going to be really thoughtful before they just fire an employee. They're going to think about whether there are any other options, whether there's an opportunity for the employee to continue working remotely. And because the issues are still evolving, some employers may actually say, you know what, we'll give everyone a few months to decide that they feel comfortable returning to work before we mandate that they return to work. So I think, and particularly because employers are having so much difficulty recruiting people and getting folks to come back to their jobs, I think that most employers are going to be pretty flexible.
Yeah, you know, as we said, this is very uncharted territory. And so as people start to creep back into their workplaces, they're going to feel some personal anxiety as well. I hadn't been here in this studio for 15 months. And when I came back, I was excited, so I didn't have the anxiety. But there may be others who are feeling like, I don't know how to feel about this. What do you want to tell them?
Yes, if they have anxiety, really they should talk to their employer. They should talk to human resources to see what options are there or what steps is the company taking to ensure that we will be in a safe work environment. What social distancing will be in place? Will masks be required? Will you provide temperature checks? Will you, if you're interfacing with the public, will there be shields up so that you're protected from that direct interface? Really start with the company to see what they're doing, because I think many employees will be pleasantly surprised to see the many steps that most employers are taking to make sure that employees and customers and vendors and clients all feel safe in that environment.
It feels to me, and we'll wrap it up on this note, it feels to me like, you know, employers have had to deal with sensitivities for 15 months, for a year and a half. Seems to me it probably won't change suddenly on June 15th, that those sensitivities that may have been employed in the past may continue on. Thank you so much for joining us. And coming up on Fox 11 News In Depth, are you excited about being able to eat again outside, go back to a restaurant? Well, not as excited as restaurants are to see you. We've got feedback from restaurant owners coming up right after the break. Be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and one big change we're looking forward to is being able to be back in a restaurant with our friends, our buddies. No more counting household members for wearing a mask. It'll just be like it was before the pandemic, or will it be? That's the big question right now. We're kind of in this vague area of what's next. What's it going to be like? Carolyn Stein is with the Luke Restaurant Group. What's it going to be like there? By the way, you're famous for restaurants like AOC, and you've had Tavern and quite a few restaurants.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to have a number of restaurants open in past years. Of course, we had to close a couple of them, and we have been just operating with takeout and gradually opening each of the restaurants through this whole process. And we are beyond excited for June 15th, let me tell you.
Well, I know restaurant owners have had quite the roller coaster ride throughout this pandemic. We spoke to the general manager of one of the restaurants this week that I went to. And here's what they told us about their restaurant and what they're going to be doing.
What's been most nerve-wracking and gut-wrenching for me is seeing staff have to come and go, shut down, open up, shut down, open up. The support we've received through the community has been bittersweet. I've seen businesses around us not do as well.
So what do you think about that? I mean, we've seen businesses close down. We've seen restaurants close down. And so now is this going to be the opportunity for the economy to start to build, these restaurants to have a chance to be able to thrive again, to get some of the money in their coffers that they haven't been able to have?
Yeah, I mean, we did lose a large number of restaurants throughout that past year and a half, and some of them may not come back. But, you know, this opening is an opportunity for people to start clawing back the losses that they sustained over the last year and a half. Try to get their employees back to work, try to build up and get back in business.
And Jeff Davis, that general manager of the Blue Gem Cafe that we just heard from, he said that the hardest thing for him, the most gut-wrenching thing for him, was having to lose employees, send them off, have them come back, furlough people. That was one of the most difficult things he's ever had to do.
Oh, I can completely relate. I went through that myself. I had to lay off multitudes of people, bring them back on, lay them off again, bring them back on. Each time, you know, was harder and harder. I lost so much sleep, cried my eyes out over it. You know, we as restaurant owners feel incredibly responsible for the people who work for us. And, you know, having to tell them that we can't provide them a living was horrible.
Well, what do you see staying? Do you see the plexiglass staying? Do you see the UPC code menu staying? Do you see the distancing staying? What do you see staying?
You know, I see a lot of it going away. I think we have all felt a little bit plagued by all of these things that are hampering that guest experience. You know, we want to bring guests into the restaurant. We want them to escape their lives for the hour and a half that they're there and have a relaxing experience. And there's something in our human nature that we just want to connect with people and we want to be close and we want to have that interaction. And so I think a lot of these things that have kept us all separated will eventually go away.
But I have to tell you, in talking to some of the customers at restaurants this week, I've heard that they like the idea of utensils being stapled in a paper bag so that they're clean when they come to their hands. They like the idea of the UPC code that gives them a menu. They don't have to touch anything. They feel a sense of cleanliness. They like the idea of the distance tables. And one person actually told me, I don't have to listen to anybody's conversations when I have distance tables. So some of the guests like that sort of thing. And the manager of that restaurant that we talked to said they're probably going to keep a lot of that because it's an attraction. Some people feel safer and more comfortable. And I hear you saying that's not necessarily the case.
Well, I think it's a mixed bag. And I will say I would love to be able to keep more distance between tables, but I have a financial reality as well. And in a restaurant, you need to get a certain amount of revenue to keep the bills paid and to keep the operation going. And that means you need to have a certain number of seats filled. Hopefully Los Angeles County will allow us to keep all of our outdoor dining and the al fresco dining, because that's really enabled restaurants to be able to make up for the loss of seats that they've had indoors. So if that happens, absolutely. But you know, we all have a long way to go. We have a long way to build back this industry.
And I have to ask you, I mean, there are people that are out of work. There are people that lost their jobs during the pandemic. Now that you're opening up in a bigger scale, and hopefully you're able to use more tables and less space, are you going to be doing a lot of hiring?
Yes, we're already doing a lot of hiring, and it's been incredibly difficult. I mean, whenever has every restaurant in Los Angeles or across California been hiring at the same time? And also, you know, California lost 200,000 residents in the last year. So a lot of them from our industry, and, you know, trying to fill those jobs has just been incredibly difficult.
It seems like all the counties that we've checked into basically are saying that they like that idea of the outdoor restaurants. They like the idea of the alcohol being available for to go. Are these things you'll continue, and are these things that are something customers in your mind would want to have?
Oh, absolutely. I'm praying that they keep all this alfresco dining. I think it's really changed the vision and the community and created a much more active and exciting scene on the streets. I love driving down the street and seeing all these restaurants with people sitting outside. I think people really enjoy being outside. And the alcohol to go has been amazing as well. I mean, if you think about it, you could go to a liquor store and buy liquor if you needed to. You could buy a bottle of wine. What is the harm in providing a cocktail that's pre-made to go?
I have to ask you, you heard earlier there are people that are concerned about getting out, that they're not so sure they want to, on June 15th, hit the road. There are people that are concerned about being amongst other people, and there are people that are concerned that there still could be virus out there that they could get. What do you tell those people about coming back to restaurants?
Well, I tell them that we've been operating very safely, that we're incredibly cautious, that we have been serving people in a very safe environment. And I would say every restaurant, although we've always been very focused on cleanliness and health, all have a different focus now because of COVID. We all are coming out of something that we've never been in before. We've been told for the last year and a half to stay away from each other. And now we're being told you can get out there again. And there are a lot of people who are really excited about it. I can't wait to get into a tight, dark bar where I'm breathing other people's air and not thinking about it. I know that a lot of other people aren't, but I think we'll gradually all get back to that sense of normalcy again.
Well, it's a new normal, we can all hope,
new
right? A new normal. Carolyn Stein, thank you very much. Good to talk to you again. And we'll be back with more on Fox 11 News in Depth. Don't go away. And finally, if you haven't already checked out my podcast, it's called What the Hal. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcast, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks for joining us. And as we leave, watch this armadillo back here, who's apparently trying to work off a few of those pandemic pounds. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you.